Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. As we are here on a Friday. Got a nice little relaxed Friday going on in. We should be having some fun. So we got lots to get into. But as far as last night was concerned, Panthers learning we have ourselves a Stanley Cup final rematch against the Edmonton Oilers, who took out the Dallas Stars gentlemanly. Well, it wasn't very gentlemanly. I mean, it was an ass kicking, but it was a gentleman sweep for the Oilers. Beating them 6-3. The rematch gets underway Wednesday on the road. Cats are off today. I believe they practice tomorrow. So they'll be getting after it. Cat fever.
Wow.
What?
That was good.
No.
I'm like a little baby.
What?
Wow.
Like a little cub?
Wow.
I don't like that.
All right.
Confusing, man.
That's fair.
The Knicks, they beat the Pacers yesterday 111-94. Weird exchange yesterday. Pascal Siakam got into it with our old friend Greg Doyle.
He has a history, apparently.
Has a history of being a pest in press conferences. Hmm. And yesterday, Pascal Siakam, who I don't think I've ever seen angry or annoyed, he was quite perturbed at his press conference. Here it was.
They played harder than us, I think. I think they played harder than us. Loose balls, like rebounds, like all that. We got to be able to win that battle.
Pascal, can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was at stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys. You didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible to not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is, you're saying you guys got out fought.
That happens in the game, though. That's basketball.
In game 5, did they play one?
You're good? You're good, bro? You're looking for something, I know, but damn. No, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well,
what
you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's your name, bro?
Greg Doyle.
Oh.
Good?
Oh. You guys have a good night. You have a good night too, bro.
I don't feel like he was really wishing him a good night.
Yeah, but he's right to a standpoint of like, and we have this conversation, and we had this conversation with the Heat, is that sometimes you're playing in the game and you're not consciously aware of what's happening to you. Like, you got guys who average 25 points and they go 3 quarters of a period and they've only scored 7 points. Is anybody aware of that? No, sometimes they're just playing the game. And yeah, it's quite possible. Like, think about this. When you're up 3-0 and you're down 0-3, the level of commitment you got to make to win the next game is different on both sides.
Yeah, you can't fake that. You just can't fake desperation sometimes. It's just
right.
It's really hard. And I know people right. will get, you know, be like, oh, you know, what about killer instinct? Like, yeah, I think it can. Look at this Panthers game, like the last one that just happened. Did it feel like the Panthers came out with the same intensity that the Hurricanes did? No. Obviously, the Hurricanes had everything to play for in their building. Did talent right. eventually rise up? Yes, talent eventually took over and rose up. But certainly, we saw in that game like how much it seemed like who was skating faster, who was skating more desperate. It's hard to fake that. And I don't understand, you know, it's just the person is like, this guy is just a natural antagonist. It's such a, like, you're being such a badger bastard of being like
you're asking,
well, tell me,
you're asking,
tell me how.
You're asking for an honest answer. The player gives you an honest answer, and he goes, like, he's been in that situation. How is that even possible?
Not, of course, his first rodeo. We remember Greg Doyle, of course, from the 2011 finals, badgering LeBron James, which got him dismissed. This was, of course, back when we were first introduced to Greg Doyle. What, was he covering the Heat for, like, CBS or something like that back then? I don't remember.
What a pest.
LeBron, three games in a row for you, fourth quarter, not much. That's the moment superstars become superstars. It seems like you're almost shrinking from it. What's going on?
I think you're concentrating on one side of the floor. And, you know, all you're looking at is the stat sheet. Honestly, I'm a two-way player. Tonight, in instance, D-Wade had it going offensively. So we allow him to handle the ball. We allow him to bring us home offensively. You could just watch the film again and see what I did defensively. And you ask me a better question tomorrow.
Rachel.
Hey, but that's, again, when people tell us that they're in that room
mm-hmm.
to give the fans a general idea of what happened in the game, to walk up to a grown-ass man and say, why did you come up small? Right? It's not, like, I don't understand where in the media guidebook is that question going to get you a good response?
This is, of course, the most recent incident with Greg Doyle, which was, of course, with Caitlin Clark, where he was being kind of a creepo at her introductory press conference after getting drafted by the Fever. The heart emoji.
First row on the right there for Greg.
Hi. Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
The harder thing.
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
When you hear stuff like this, can you understand why? Because we, as players, you don't always. You aren't always able to put a name to it. So it just becomes, I hate the media, right? And you can understand how people that are in that room can make athletes feel.
It would be great.
To not want to do it at all.
It's a shame Pascal Siakam had no idea who he was, because if he did know who he was, he'd be like, the creepy Caitlin Clark guy?
That was great.
Right.
Like, that would be great. The great way to go about it. Be like, yeah. Or he just gives him the heart emoji over the hands.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great, too.
Like, is somebody going to say something, though?
I don't know.
That was bad.
You talking about the Siakam thing or the Caitlin Clark
thing? Yes, that was bad. The Caitlin Clark thing, he got suspended, right?
He got banned. Yeah, they revoked his credentials. He can't cover
them. But even with the Siakam thing, like, he even said, yo, dude, what's going on? Like, you asked me a question. I give it. And then he asked a question. How is that possible?
Well, how's that possible? I don't know, dude. Sports. It happens.
Right. Right.
How's it like, possible? Well, we're up 3-1, Greg, and their season was on the line.
It's called desperation.
It happens.
it's like, but I've dealt with, you know, I've dealt with people who are like that, but don't bother me, right? Like, they may ask the question, you know, but not in that way, not just in your face. Hey, LeBron, why'd you come up small the last three, fourth quarters? Like, really? As a grown man, you expect LeBron to handle himself professionally when that question comes at him. But you don't expect the guy asking the question to be professional? Because that's not real professional.
Tears says, see, Tobin, you don't have the worst press conference appearances. Shut up, Tears.
No. Hey, let me tell you.
Shut up, dude.
Still didn't blow up a team.
Let me tell you. Tobin's questions may ruin the organization, but he keeps it professional. He's not, you don't go after guys. Like, he's literally asking those questions like he's never going to have another interaction with those people again. But the problem is, he works for the Indiana Star. He talks to him all the time.
Maybe. Some columnists don't. Some columnists, they just come in for the big ones.
So is anybody going to, like, my question is if this would have been a viral clip if Siakam would have said something stupid to him. But why can't it be a viral clip the way he went after Siakam or the way he went after LeBron? The Caitlin Clark one went viral, and it was disgusting. But when is enough enough?
Need you to do that to me.
Ew. It's the same guy.
Gross, Greg.
Right?
Why would they do that?
Why would you do that? Anyway, take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Marlins, they opened up a 3-game series with the Giants tonight at Lone Depot Park.
Slim pickings this weekend, huh? Except for the Knicks.
We'll find out, dude. We got Tickle My Fancy coming on up.
Ooh.
But we do have Pacers fan beef.
You say that, but what do you mean by that? Like,
you guys familiar with John Cougar Mellencamp?
No.
What?
Is that a yes.
Rock? Little Diddy. About Jack and Diane.
Oh, yeah.
And then the wind. And then the heartland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Did he drop the Cougar?
He's just John Mellencamp.
Is he just John Mellencamp now?
John Cougar. Can't drop the Cougar.
He's mad at Pat McAfee.
Yeah, he dropped the Cougar.
He dropped the Cougar?
Dropped the Cougar.
Okay, well, John Mellencamp, he's mad at Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Because he feels like Pat McAfee was a jerk to the celebrities.
What? Oh, okay, I got you.
So you remember we played, do we still have that anywhere? We had the McAfee end up cutting a promo on the Knicks fans who were there. And John Cougar Mellencamp, or non-Cougar Mellencamp.
You said non-Cougar?
Yeah, non-Cougar Mellencamp.
John J. Mellencamp is what he goes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Boo. Well, John Mellencamp. And first of all, he puts out a statement, and I just want to say to Cougs, putting on white letters when you have a bunch of yellow shirts and yourself being intangible, tough read. Just graphic-wise, if I could just give you some notes.
Good. That's good.
If I could just give you some notes, Cougs. Tough notes. But he says, the Knicks-Pacers games have been very entertaining. For anyone who likes basketball or sports, I attended game 4 in Indianapolis. He then puts, Hoosier hospitality. I was embarrassed when someone, under whose direction I don't know, called out some of the people who had made the trip from New York to support their team and in turn support our team. The audience booed these people. I'd say that was not Hoosier hospitality. One could only say it's poor, poor sportsmanship, which, by the way, that crosses right over into his white t-shirt. And again, Cougs. I'm going to tell you, dude, you got to do better with the graphics if you're going to put out an official statement. Which, again, I don't know why the statement has him looking sad. They were up 3-1 when he put out this statement. You would feel like it would look... Anyway, I was not proud to be a Hoosier, and I've lived here my entire life. On behalf of most Hoosiers, I would like to apologize for our poor behavior. I'm sure the Pacers had nothing to do with this smackdown, John Mellencamp. So, of course, it's a not-so-veiled shot at Pat McAfee, who is someone.
So, if I may, has this guy ever been to a sporting event another town?
I would assume so. I would assume so. I don't know. I would assume so.
Because if he was in New York and somebody pointed him out, they'd boo his ass, too. Like, that's what they do. Long as it doesn't listen. You're going to get booed if you go and wear the opposing team's jersey or colors. You're going to get booed. You deal with it. You move on. As long as it don't get personal or physical, that's the deal you make. So
you got you got what he was mad over. This was for those who missed what happened at the Pacers game before game 4. Here it was.
Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some big wigs from the big city in the building. Spike Lee is here. Ben Stiller is here. Timothy Chalamet is here. Let's send these sons of back to New York with their ears ringing. Let's turn this on.
Now, poor John Mellencamp. Does he not understand what a crowd pop is for?
Yeah, that's what a pop is for.
Right. To get everybody going What you going to do? Go up there with your guitar and everybody going to get fired up?
I mean, he is 73. The old don't like a crowd pop, I guess, anymore.
Yeah, or Photoshop.
I don't know. That's just crazy, right? Like, wait. And if I may, have you ever remembered sports to be what he's talking about? I got to tell you, long as I've been in sports and going to another building, I'm getting booed.
Of course. Like, that's just what it is. And, but here's the other thing. They're celebrities. Like,
so?
I'm sorry. Like, if you're Ben Stiller and you don't think that Ben Stiller and Chalamet are going to get a little boosky, you're sorely mistaken.
They probably laughed at it, right?
I think Stiller was offended. He said it was weird on Twitter.
Weird?
He said
then
it was weird.
Then go to more games, dummy. Go to more games. Weird.
And also...
Wait, you know what's weird to me? A bunch of grown-ass men acting like children when their team loses.
Right. And you know what else is weird? A bunch of Knicks fans throwing trash at a Pacers fan. Like, you know, like, right. let's not forget. But it's hilarious.
He's had some of the craziest antics after the Knicks lose ever.
Dade South says,
and he's talking about he felt a little. Yeah, stop.
Dade South
says,
y'all
doing? It's all fun and games. You can yell at the players, but if your ass get booed, no. I say, I tell you what, if you don't want to get booed and you want to go to the visiting team's game, you know what you do? Wear neutral colors. But if you go in there in Knicks garb, right? And get announced as Knick fan in Indianapolis or anywhere else for that matter, you're probably going to get booed. Feelings were hurt.
Dade South says there's a bunch of comments under telling stories about him treating people badly. He's right. There are, actually. There's one that says, still laughing about John Cougar Mellencamp rage quitting a concert after the crowd put a boo-boo on his feelings because they didn't pay to hear him preach about woke politics. One says, John, you've completely blown off every fan that's ever come up to you in Bloomington. That's completely your right, but you can have a little Hoosier hospitality yourself. Sit this one out like you do for the anthem. Glad the third quarter of Jack and Diane got cut off. Oh, my God. Little ditty about Pat McAfee.
But it's just, you know what? I think the thing that gets to me is how people stand on their soapbox and seem so unaware of what actually goes on at some of these games, right? It's crazy.
I don't know, man. I just think, like, it's like, first of all, fix your graphic. Maybe I would respect it more.
And they probably told Pat McAfee, go up there, get the crowd going, and do you.
Oh, I think maybe he's upset because maybe John Cougar Mellencamp once thought of himself as the king of Indianapolis, and maybe McAfee's coming for that crown.
No, it's not that, because he ain't. Listen, John Cougar Mellencamp at no point in time is not going to go up there and give the crowd a nice pop like what happened, right? Because you got to have a different type of attitude when you go and talk to a rowdy crowd before a game.
Let it rock. Let it roll.
Noondin and Diane. That's all I know. It's about Diane.
It says a guy who rage walked off the stage. Like, like you in no position to be telling people how they should or shouldn't. And, contrary to popular belief, John, Indianapolis loves Pat McAfee. Most of Indianapolis could really like, John Mellencamp.
Who is that? He did the Jack and Diane song. Oh, the little ditty?
Yeah, but who knows it? You gotta be 45, 50 to even know the song.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Oh my,
that's great.
That's crazy to me.
Maybe he has an album that he's dropping and he wants a little bit of publicity, so he goes after the
king. Dad ain't gonna get it. No, that ain't gonna get it.
I tell you what, we just had a 5-minute conversation on John Mellencamp. Never happened on this show.
Never happened.
So
this is all just this.
This is a big pull.
Well, he's not doing, because, like, I will say, like, the Knicks fans are united. Like, the two famous Pacers fans are now beefing.
Yeah.
And that's not what you need. You need everybody united.
Not if you're dropping an album. What sells more than
I guess,
beef?
But like, it's pretty amazing that the two guys that are complaining about this and still are talking about he was hurt, right? Are they familiar with their work?
Right.
That seems a tad bit unaware.
I think everybody needs to, like, it was not over the line. Is it nice to call somebody a son of a bitch? No, but I think it was all very tongue-in-cheek. It was a tongue-in-cheek son of a bitch.
Right. Wait, you ask a WWE guy to go and pop the crowd, that's what you're going to get, a heel.
Take a break. Tickle Leroy's Fancy next.
Nah! Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's pantsy. Kind of sound like I said pantsy.
Tickle Leroy's Poncy.
Poncy. But first, You guys like Post Malone?
I do. I don't think that he just steals everyone else's flow and attempts to make it his own.
Not at all, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, if you guys want to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll.
Yes.
I only talk to Jelly Roll when I need a baby.
I like him more than actual Jelly Rolls, like Jelly Donuts or Jelly Filled.
Where's Jelly Roll from? I feel like Jelly Roll's got to be courtside somewhere in the playoffs.
It's got to be Tennessee, right?
I feel like everybody's from Tennessee and everybody's country music. But anyway, if you guys want to go while you find that.
Born in Tennessee.
Born in Tennessee?
Born in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. What's his real name?
Jason Bradley DeFord.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to see Jason Bradley DeFord with Post Malone, text the word TOUR to 20357. TOUR. T-O-U-R. TOUR. Text that to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show, so check that on out. We also had our second Whiskey Stars Cigars not too long ago.
Yes.
And we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm. Enjoy fine spirits and a catered dinner and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQM.com and go to the contest page. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. So check that on out, ladies and gents. That's what we got going on for you. As I continue to stall because Leroy is missing. But because I think
last pair of tickets?
I think you want to do the last pair. Yeah, sure. We'll do that too. Let's just knock out all the promos that Len sent us out of here. If you guys want to go see J Fig's favorite singer, Shakira, Shakira.
That was so good. When you said that, I've done that in my car.
Yeah, everybody. Dude, you know what? But like, since they're not here right now.
Yes.
Let me get your honest opinion, because you weren't here that day. I had two on-one Swifties. As a musician yourself, Art God Savvy.
That's right.
In the pantheon of songs.
Yes.
Not that Taylor Swift's not a bigger artist.
Yes.
Okay. But do you feel like Hips Don't Lie is bigger than any Taylor Swift song? And I'd imagine that Shake It Off is the biggest song.
If Shake It Off is the biggest song, then 100%.
100%, right?
Hips Don't Lie is bigger than any song in Taylor Swift's catalog.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because of the video?
No. It's just a bigger song. It plays at every school dance, every event, every anything. It's an international song.
Every cool ship.
It's one of those songs where as soon as the little trumpets go off, you know what song it's coming.
Yeah. That already.
Shakira,
like,
Shakira.
Everybody knows that.
In South America, Central America, they're not listening to Shake It Off.
I don't think so.
There you go.
I don't know. But if you guys want to go see Shakira, caller number 6 to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Shakira at Hard Rock Stadium for her June 7th show. That is our final pair of tickets of the week. It is a Live Nation show. Leroy!
Yes?
Are you ready for Tickle My Fancy?
I am. It's going to be a rough one.
Saturday, the Indiana Pacers will try and close out the New York Knicks Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Does that game tickle your fancy?
Yep. I mean, now, if the Indiana Pacers win, what is Doyle going to say now?
Nothing.
I'm curious.
What is he going to say? Nothing. Why was your energy better this time? I don't know, dude, because we wanted to close it out at home. There you go, Greg Doyle.
I just don't understand.
It's like, you know, the thing about sports is you only have a handful of times where everything is going according to plan, right? Sometimes you have to win without your best shot. Sometimes you have to win without your best abilities. Sometimes you have to just win with grit, right? You know, hence the phrase 2-1 filthy.
Intangibles.
Right. Like, you got to win games like that. And so for people that's been around sports to not understand that, like, yeah, I'm still a little annoyed by that, those comments. And how well Siakam handled it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So you're tickled?
Oh, yeah.
Tonight! On the diamond.
No.
I'm not saying Marlins. Hold on.
My fancy is tickled.
Yankees, Dodgers. A World Series rematch, Leroy. Tickly for Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge. tickle your fancy?
Ooh.
Good game. Good series.
It tickles.
If you're looking for something this weekend.
Yeah, I know. It tickles.
Now,
yep,
it is
yep,
at, I got it. Now, yeah. Now that I got you, it's at 10 p.m. Sucker.
No. See,
sucker.
No.
Woo! Fancy's already been tickled.
Fancy is tickled.
Hey, why'd you do that?
I don't know.
You do damn well.
I don't know.
You give me a 10 o'clock.
Sorry.
Start time.
Also, tomorrow night, Leroy, the Pinks! They host the Columbus Crew. 7:30, your kickoff.
Where do they stand?
What is that? Where are they in the standings? I think they've bounced back after a little slumskies.
Because I don't. They play a bunch of games. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't believe in any. And they lost that CONCACAF thing, and then they got into a little bit of a slump. Everybody's looking old. But they won this week. They beat Montreal. Messi had a big game.
Yeah.
So, back at it. Has it? No, it hasn't. I don't think it's lived up to the expectations. And
but Ronaldo's done playing in wherever the hell he was at.
You can't have Ronaldo and Messi on the same team.
They said that about LeBron.
What?
They said that about Martian.
Yeah, don't, like, excuse me about my soccer ignorance here, okay? Don't they hate each other?
Didn't they play together.
No, they didn't.
No, they're fierce rivals.
They were on the most rival teams you could possibly be on in the world. But with that being said, Bill Zito can get it done.
You don't think handsome Beckham can get him done?
No.
You think he goes, lean now, sit down here, love.
Okay.
What you think about...
Let's have a chat.
Let's have a little chat. A spot of tea, Lionel?
Jesus.
Let me ask you a question there, Meslov.
Meslov.
What you think about getting Ronaldo down here? Just so, you know, I think it make Porsche happy with your tag team.
You got a Messi impression? Because I don't think I've heard him talk.
He speaks Spanish. I can't. You know, he make a man want to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Como se llama? Bonita. Que pasa, Shakira, Shakira?
See? Taylor Swift can't do that, baby.
Oh, my goodness. We are poor examples of
So anyway, does Inter Miami tickle your fancy this weekend?
No.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. What about tomorrow night? UFC Fight Night from the Apex in Las Vegas on ESPN. You got a little action in the women's flyweight division. Macy Barber takes on Erin Blanchfield in the main event. Tickle your fancy?
I'll peruse as I'm watching other stuff.
I'll send you highlights.
Yeah. How's the card? And then you tell me, how's the card? Listen, I know how the card is when they said it's at the Apex.
Yeah, it's usually built around the main event. Gamrot's in the co-main event, though. That's kind of a... That's interesting. Oh, they got a guy from Slovakia?
Oh.
I thought that part was gone.
Nah, just check it.
Oh.
Please shut it.
Totally fair.
Please stop.
Anyway, tickle your fancy, no? Can't get you?
No.
What about boxing? Caleb Plant.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he's still back. Doing it?
Still doing it.
We saw him fight, didn't we?
We saw him knock out a guy from Notre Dame.
Oh, that Mike guy, Lee. Yeah. And we had the guy from Notre Dame on, right?
No. Did we? Wait, yeah, we might have.
Yes,
we might have. We might have. Yeah, he stopped by the table.
He was undefeated before he fought Caleb Plant.
You know what? I think you're right. I think we did have him on. And we also had Winky Wright on. That was cool. Armando Resendiz. That's who Caleb Plant is fighting. You also have Jamal Charlo taking on Thomas LaManna on this card. So a couple famous names, but not fighting each other. The thought is they both win. The Charlo Plant will fight each other. But you into that? Tickle your fancy?
No, not really.
Fancy not tickled.
All right.
Not really, because that's, you know, that's the 10 o'clock zone.
What about the Miami Marlins taking on the... Why? Let me finish.
Go
Hold
ahead.
On. the San Francisco Giants Sunday, SpongeBob Day.
Oh,
SpongeBob Day at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Tickle your fancy?
I'm ready.
Nope.
I'm ready.
What?
Fancy not tickled.
Well, you hear it could be a good omen. I think Sunday Sandy starts. Not positive.
That's a good omen.
Well, actually, I don't think he starts now that I think about it. Really a Quantrill.
Probably for the best.
But you want to know who SpongeBob's best friend is outside of Patrick? Sandy the Squirrel.
Sandy
the Squirrel, dude.
Yeah.
Could be a good omen.
Okay. Hey, we're turning around.
I wish he would stop throw nuts and not meatballs.
Yeah, I wish he would stop throwing pineapples over the plate.
Jeez.
Now Michael says, unless SpongeBob is 1 liter of margarita. It's a lot of margarita.
Hey, it's a lot.
Being said, that sounds like a good plan whenever we go out there. We gotta go down to a game.
Yeah, we do.
I know.
When's an afternoon game over there, huh?
That's a good question. I know they got the Flanagan's game coming up soon. People keep telling me about that. They're very excited for that game.
What's the Flanagan's game?
They just have a crossover
Flanagan's Day.
Jersey.
Like, they change it to all Flanagan's at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't
know. Do you have some of them baby backs?
I think so. I think they do.
That'd be good.
All I need them to have is 3 things. You ready?
Hmm?
Baby backs. Rib rolls,
ooh,
firecracker shrimp.
Yeah, like me a rib roll.
Rib roll.
I know that's a little rib heavy.
Next week.
That's all right.
Next week at 12:10, we'll be on the air.
Next week.
They're taking on the Colorado Rockies.
Oh, man.
Who are historically bad.
Yes. I mean, like, you know, sorry for that.
What?
You know, I'm happy.
Why you say, oh, sorry for your loss?
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear about that, guys.
The Colorado Rockies are 9-47.
Whoa, not even double-digit wins, and we're at
it's
game
June.
56? That's crazy.
9-47.
9-47.
Holy crap.
We could put the lava out there to do that.
Yeah.
9-47.
Lava. Can we put the ball on?
If you lose.
They got crickets at the ballpark, right?
Oof.
I could just yell, Tommy, bring me a Coke back. All right.
They got Greg Doyle's brother playing center field, Bretton Doyle. Wow. That's a bad team.
Well, Doyle rules.
That's a bad team, dude.
Bad. Terrible.
Yeesh.
Suckers.
Prospects. Peter Bendix.
I'll throw one in there.
Bendix is so jealous.
I'll throw one in there.
Yeah, what do you got?
The Women's U.S. Open is this week.
Oh, who do you got? Who do you got?
Come on, huh?
Women's is a lot different.
Because
there's a lot of European players, Japanese players, so it makes it a little more. But the number one player in the world is Nellie Korda. She's, you know, in the mix, but not, you know, we don't know after today.
But your fancy's tickled?
Yeah, I watch it. Oh, I like watching the big events.
What about opening up this weekend? Karate Kid Legends in theaters now. Of course, starring Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio.
Come on. It's a crossover, dude.
It's a crossover. It's a crossover.
Same universe.
I mean, think about
Jackie
this.
Jackie Chan still doing it.
Can I just say this? How old is Jackie Chan when Ralph Macchio looks old now?
Jackie Chan is 71 years old, 2 years younger than John Cougar Mellencamp.
And was it Macchio is what? He got to be 50 something.
Well, I think he's older than that. Wow.
63.
Wait, so when they filmed the original one, he was only like.
They weren't in the same one. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jackie Chan wasn't the OG.
Correct.
Nope. He's okay. And I saw when I went to see Lilo and Stitch live action.
Yes.
They're learning the kung fu.
Ooh.
And mixing it with Miyagi karate, which is what Ralph Macchio is there to teach Daniel-san.
Wow. Wax on, Wax off.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That is good.
It also says that Jackie Chan was injured during filming.
Oh, the,
still hey, doing his own stunts.
You know what?
He's always injured during filming.
Still doing his own stunts.
If he doesn't break his arm during the movie, I don't want to watch it. Gotta say, of all the movies I've been rewatching recently, Rush Hour still holds up.
Really?
Still holds up.
Still
yeah.
holds up.
Still good, huh?
Which one?
All Which of one? Them. All of them good.
All of them.
Put your finger on the damn button or push the damn button. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Gefilte fish? Still hit. Still hit.
Still got it.
Now, what holds up better? Rush Hour or Friday?
Oh, Friday's good. Friday's good. Gotta watch Friday. We watch a lot of good ones, but had a couple stinkers. Stinkers. I told Tobin, I don't remember Keanu Reeves being such a degenerate in Hardball.
The Heat, they screwed him.
They did screw him.
He had to bet on the Bulls, and the Heat got him. Had to lose his, have his thumbs broken.
Should have bet against the Heat.
Now you can't leave.
That's good.
All right, that is Tickle My Fancy. As Leroy said, it's not the most action-packed weekend, as we have Marlins and Knicks Eastern Conference Finals, blah. And no Panthers. So maybe a good weekend to make up some relationships with your family.
Yes. You'll see that. Leroy, come to the Improv. We got Bill Bellamy.
Oh!
Look at that.
Oh, all right. Really?
What does he want? Is he a diva? Or is he...
He's not a diva in regards to he wants a lot of things.
I probably shouldn't ask you people by name.
Probably not good for you.
Will
Wellamy. But he is kind of like, man, just leave me alone. You know, everyone's...
Usually, oh, okay.
You know, the guys...
Wants to be in the zone.
There's people who are like, I want to be on every station. I want to promote this thing. And they're like, you know, outside of our window looking in like, do you want to talk to me? But he's kind of just like, nah, I'm Bill Bellamy. I'm just going to show up and do my thing.
How many shows are you doing?
This weekend, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you made up with the ladder?
I did. I fixed that problem, which, by the way, required me to get up on the ladder 3 more times, and my wife was not happy. But I fixed it because it became a personal vendetta between me and that cord that caused me to get damaged. But watch this.
Please stop doing
Change
that.
Change the direction.
No, please stop doing that.
Here I go.
Stop. This guy's a pure idiot.
It's like a blur on the screen.
You're the person that tries so hard to prove that you're healthy.
Yeah.
That is having a negative effect.
Yeah, well. Now, my cries in the shower are only like 2 to 3 minutes at most. So, I've gotten better. I'm like a blur.
You up in the shower like the crying game?
Yes. My wife's knocking on the door. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. It's all right, though. Beat science, everyone.
All right, take it easy.
No, you didn't. Science kicked your ass. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll take a break.
Nobody.
Get back into the Dolphins a little bit, as there was some more fodder that was put out there this morning on our station. We'll get to that coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code Home Run for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.